Okay, and I will just say, members of the public who are here, you will have an opportunity to share your screen and unmute yourself during public comment. Until then, we will not be able to, you'll not be able to unmute yourself or share your screen, but you will have an opportunity during public comment. So Pam, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, good evening, everybody. I am calling this Bay State Road, Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public meeting to order at a little after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 12, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15, 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Boston Landmarks Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. And I will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Thank you.
All right, so our first application is application 22.0920 BSR 58 Deerfield Street, replace an existing light pole and install a DAS node. And Keenan Brin is here as the applicant. Keenan?
Yes, good evening. Commissioners and Mr. Cornish, my name is Keenan Brin. I'm here on behalf of Extenet Systems. Extenet is a provider of wireless infrastructure for cell phone carriers throughout the country, and more specifically, the city of Boston. This application seeks permission to install a small cell facility in accordance with the agreement between Extenet and the city of Boston. We've done several of these throughout the city, and the parameters are clearly defined as to what is allowed and not allowed in terms of height, design, and so forth. This location at 58 Deerfield Street has been approved.
It's this pole here, isn't it, that I'm circling?
That's correct. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yep. A little further down the street.
Yep. Yep. This location has been approved already by the Office of Neighborhood Services and Boston Streetlight. And that's why I'm here tonight in front of the Landmarks Commission to gain their approval for this additional. This specific pole, located at the corner of Deerfield and Bay State Road, is a concrete light pole, and it's what they call the new design will be an Arietta fixture, similar to that one with the stop sign right that we're looking at right now. The existing pole is 28 foot. That will be replaced with a steel pole. If you can see, the one on the left is the existing, and this one will be replaced with a similar pole, 28 feet. And then the antenna that sits at the top of the pole is about an additional 4.5 feet above that. And then you've got a straight arm light fixture coming out of that. The equipment as shown on this particular one is being mounted on the side of the pole within like an equipment shroud. That's where the radios will be stored. And again, I've gone back and forth with a couple of the different boards, yours included, as to whether or not you wanted this at the base or you wanted up on the pole. And I know based without, I can easily pivot and show this is a base cabinet, but I'd like to hear that from you, because I know in another instance, they wanted it to be installed halfway up on the pole in that equipment box. So I can easily revise the plans and then we can do it accordingly. But essentially right now, it's if they want to show the typical Bay State Road equipment cabinet, we can do it similar to this one with the stop sign on it, or we can show it it's about halfway up on the pole. So that's essentially what the installation involves, is an antenna on top, equipment cabinet somewhere either at the base or halfway up, and then we'll be replacing the pole, the concrete pole, with a steel pole, and painted to whatever I would think in this case it would make consistent to keep it as gray, but we've also painted some of these black. So I'll defer to the board on both of those topics. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them now.
I'll say, thank you, Keenan. My, I will just say my staff recommendation, and it follows last month, which is to approve it with the base cabinet, we see here, just so, because that's what's been approved up and down Bay State Road to keep it consistent. So that's the staff recommendation.
I agree. And the color the same too, right, Joe? So we wouldn't go with some black and some beige.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So again, this would match that. Okay.
Yep. No, that would make sense to me as well, that it would stay consistently gray. Okay.
Yep.
Actually, have two P's.
So do we need a motion for this, Joe?
Yes. Well, we need to do public comment. If there's any
public comment. Is there anybody on with public comments, please?
Let me hear, Pam, if you could just read that.
Yep. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand now in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. And again, we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Do you see any hands raised, Joe?
No, and I'm not getting any email messages, so I think we're good.
Okay. So then I will entertain a motion to accept staff comments, have it on the base, have it the same color as the existing
adjacent pole. Yep.
Adjacent poles, yep.
Yes, I make a motion to allow staff to complete this process.
Rule?
Yeah, I'll accept that motion.
Okay, so that's seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Great.
You all set with me, Joe?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, great. Thank
you. You're quite welcome.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye.
And the next one, Joe, is 220982 Bay State Road, 477 Comm Ave. Do you want me to read the description as well?
Please, thank you.
At existing rooftop addition, remove existing elevator penthouse and expose supporting steel structural beams attached to the shared party wall. Raise roof, replace door, install standing seam copper cladding, and install a chiller with a mechanical screen on three sides.
All right, Steve and Kelsey, would you like to introduce yourselves and let me know when you'd like me to forward the images?
Sure, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cornish and members of the commission. Kelsey Kaiser and myself are architects with Saltzman Benzel Design and Construction, and we're here representing our client, MIT, and the Alpha Phi Sorority as part of this project. If you would like to, Joe, would you mind sharing the existing conditions? Sure.
Sure. And this is the image that I took. So here is the building.
Thank you.
The front facade, and then here is the back of the building. So yeah,
they look just like the pictures we took, actually.
Yeah. So here's the beginning of what you submitted.
Thank you. So I just wanted to say that, you know, back in 2018, MIT and the Alpha Phi Sorority retained AirUp, their national consulting and engineering firm, to conduct an off-campus housing facility condition assessment. So as part of that, they identified several life safety issues, fire alarm, egress issues, emergency lighting, some of which have been addressed. So the decision was made to kind of phase these things and prioritize the projects, if you will. One of the items that were identified had to do with the egress path exiting 477, the fifth floor. There is a current door that we'll see that accesses a deck that leads to a fire escape, providing emergency exiting when there's an emergency. So that current door is 6 feet tall, and that's below the required code for egress. And our proposal is to raise the corner of the roof, basically not the entire roof, just essentially a 8 by 10 square area. And then the idea is to raise the rest of the parapet along there to create an even line terminating their existing elevation. So here we have the existing elevation on the left, a proposed elevation on the right. Kelsey can talk about the materials. Part of the project on the left, you can see the existing elevator penthouse. This elevator was abandoned many, many years ago. And our proposal is to remove it, remove the steel beams that are supporting the existing machinery. And the idea is that neither 477 or 479 have air conditioning. And so the idea is that the equipment is in place to facilitate air conditioning. We just needed the rooftop or the outdoor equipment, which would consist of a 30 to 35 ton chiller that would reside essentially over the footprint of the existing elevator penthouse. And so the idea is to demolish this, build a more modest screen, certainly much lower in elevation, and use that to screen the equipment from either Comm Ave or Beacon Street. And as part of this project, we would, of course, redo the entire roof at the same time, putting on a new roof on the building. Kelsey, did you want to just kind of run through some of the materials we're proposing?
Yeah, so the materials would be standing seam, custom copper, like aged copper would be on the elevation. And then we would have a wood trim that's painted a black or most likely black, maybe bronze, to coordinate with the standing seam metal panel. And then we would have a wood door that has like a half light of glass, and the screen for the chiller would be aluminum, but we're thinking that would be a darker black painted aluminum screen.
Yes, and so, yeah, here we can see the picture on the left where you can just see the top of the existing elevator penthouse. And from this same view, there wouldn't be anything visible any longer from Comm Ave at this angle. And then the next picture shows, it's hard to see, but in the left-hand picture, you can see the elevator penthouse. In the right-hand picture, it's been Photoshopped out, and there is an orangish screen shown for visibility so that we can see it in the picture, of course, not the intended color, but so we can identify it in front of that building in the background. And there we have a close-up view of it as well. Likewise, we have the pictures of the Beacon Street view, elevator penthouse, and the parapet and screen in the middle and detail on the right-hand image.
And again, the color is just for emphasis so that we can see what you're talking about. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct. Yes, it would be. You know, we're trying to keep the palette dark in tone, bronzes, blacks, browns, in the spirit of, you know, the surrounding brick context and, you know, in terms of having it sort of recede and kind of blend into the fabric of the adjacent buildings.
Any questions from Terry or Rule?
No, I don't have any.
Looks good to me.
Okay, good.
And Pam, would you mind making reading this for public comment?
No
and
we'll problem. See if anyone... Members of the public will have an opportunity now to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. Again, we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Thank you.
All right, we'll just wait. Yeah, I don't see anyone raising their hand, but we'll just wait a minute. If anyone is trying to raise your hand and you're unable to, please email me at bbwcdc@boston.gov and I can read your comment or unmute you. Just wait here. All right, Terry, I'm not seeing anything coming in.
Okay. Can I ask one more quick question then, since there aren't any from the public?
Sure.
I was just wondering what the time frame was going to be for this work, should it be approved?
So the time frame that we're targeting currently is early to mid summer. We'd like to take advantage of school being out, and kind of that ends around the third week of May. And the idea would be to begin shortly thereafter. And of course, we have to go through the building permitting process. And in order to do so, this had to be our first stop along the way. So the intention is to execute this over the course of the summer when students are out of the building for the most part.
Great, thank you. So not seeing any other public comments and no other questions from commissioners, Joe, do you want me to make a motion to, or have somebody make a motion to support this project?
Yes, staff recommendation is to approve as submitted.
Okay.
Great. I make a motion to approve as well.
Okay. Approve as submitted.
And Rule? I'll second it.
Okay. All I'll in favor?
It. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. All right. Thanks. Have a nice evening.
So welcome. You too.
All right. So for our administrative reviews, these were two applications that meet the are consistent with the design guidelines. One is for signage and the other is for, and this is at 21 to 23 Bay State Road, repairing in-kind decking at the rear of the buildings. So I, you know, if there is public comment, I do, I know Joanne is here. I can ask you to unmute if, Joanne, if you'd like, if I know you're here, if there are any comments you wanted to make, and I see some others here. So Joanne, was there anything you wanted to mention about these applications?
No, well, I mean, unless you have questions about them, I know for the decking that we're putting on the back decks. The biggest thing was the railings are different, but the decking you already approved when one of the other unit owners applied to get that done. So unless you have questions about it.
No, commissioners, if you have questions, but I can assure you that both projects do comply with the guidelines.
Great, okay. Thank you.
That's I do perfect. See Wei is here. Wei, I'm unmuting you if there was anything you wanted to add.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi, everybody. So we are changing the business, so we like you to replace the existing the signage, and the new one will be the similar material, similar look, and also the similar size to overlap with the existing one. Mm-hmm. Pretty much that's the design.
Great. And right. Joanne, the building has approved it. The trustees have seen everything and approve all of the pieces.
The trustees have approved everything. Yes. Okay. And the if you have any questions, the construction company that's Zaid, he's here too, but it's mostly the design you were concerned with, I know. And the trustees have all approved this.
Great.
Right.
So Joe, you don't need us to make a motion because we've all discussed this and seen pieces, or would it be better for the record if we did?
Yeah, we need a motion to approve both administrative applications.
Okay. Terry, do you want to make that motion?
Sure. I make a motion to approve both administrative applications.
Rule? You want a second? You want a second?
I'll second that motion. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great.
Thank you. And then we have minutes from last month.
Yep. Anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from last month.
And I'll second that.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Rule, you're in favor?
Yes, aye.
Great. Good. Thank you.
Aye, aye, aye.
All right. Well, thank you. The only the updates that I have, I think we're right now on schedule to go back to in-person meetings beginning in August. So I believe our August, unless we have another outbreak or change in COVID, right now we're in schedule to go back to in-person meetings in August. So if that changes, or I'll let everyone know. But it's been nice. We've had a little activity in the district, so it's been nice seeing everyone from month to month.
Yep, very much so.
Yeah, and
Joe, will it also be possible, if necessary, to come in a Zoom, or will that not happen?
Right now, a hybrid kind of meeting.
Yeah, we're looking into that, but it sounds like commissioners will have to be present.
Okay.
And staff.
Good. Okay.
Yep. Rule, did you have a question?
No, I was just wanted to apologize for all the confusion here trying to get in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for doing it. I didn't want to unmute myself.
Thank you very much, Joe.
No, yeah, you're no welcome. Problem. Thank you all. Thank you for making the time to be here, everyone.
Okay.
Of course.
Have a good evening, all.
You too. Good all seeing right, you,
thank
Joe.
Thank
you very much.
Thank good you. Yep. Thank take you. Care. See you soon.
All right.
Pam, bye. Hope to see you okay, very, very care. Soon.
Bye, yes, yes.
Very, thank you guys. Very, very, very soon.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Thank you.